Espy from the State Newspaper.
Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News.
And Mark Sturgis from ESPN Upstate.
Straight Up Sports is about the stories.
Just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved.
Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here.
It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Thursday, September 18th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams Co-Roofing text line. 6547627. I want to start the show by congratulating us. Because with 53 minutes to spare, all the picks are in. Can you believe it? I mean, what? All of them. Every pick is in.
That's amazing.
I mean,
I didn't have to remind anybody. It's just amazing.
Warms 120 pick. I'm pretty sure Morgan Thomas had one hand on the wheel 20,000 feet in the air and sent his picks in today.
Yeah, he got his in early.
My gosh.
We do have till 1 o'clock, so, you know. Texas said, what the helly?
Even Morgan, say helly.
Even Morgan Thomas. Has to be a Roar record.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Can I, first of all, how are you doing?
I am, I think I'm pretty good today. I am a little curious as to what is on people's mind today. Our listeners, you, I don't know where we are. Where are we today?
All right, so that's a great question. I'm gonna give you a very specific response that has multiple commas in it, okay? Or semicolons, if you prefer that way.
There is nothing I like better, by the way, than someone who gives me an outline of what they are about to say. I just love that.
I'm telling you the 3 points before we read scripture, okay?
I'm gonna ask you three questions, then I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna listen online. Question number one.
At least
I love that. You have it all laid out. It is summarized in your head. I love the summary of the topics.
And I didn't know you're gonna ask that. So this is just these are things that I was already prepared to say. All right. I am resisting the urge to neglect the on the ground reality that college football is being played. And here's what I mean by that, okay? I feel like if we are not careful, and I'm talking collectively to all of us, this is in reflection of Dabo's press conference and really the conversation after Georgia Tech and hearing how people are talking about Clemson nationally right now, we are in danger of missing the season. We're in danger of doing what we've done with basketball seasons for years, and we don't even talk about the games because we're too busy talking about programs and decades and history and all this stuff. And, like, Clemson and Syracuse play a game on Saturday, and those Saturdays are precious. We only have nine of those left, and we're letting it blow right by because we're all talking about 15 years of history and the next 15 years.
I love that perspective right there, folks.
I'm not doing it.
I love that. A quarter is past us after this weekend. A third will be past us in the regular season. Yeah, we get so bogged down in the all those really kind of external things that you miss the game itself. Going into Georgia Tech last week after Clemson had not looked good for two straight weeks, you know, I posted something. I actually retweeted Georgia Tech football, you know, basically encouraging Clemson fans to go. And somebody responded, Clemson fans aren't going to that game. Like, why would you go? And, you know, some other things. They weren't being disrespectful. It was a fair thought. And my response was, there's 12 regular season opportunities, and we will look forward to this all year long. And even though I can be disappointed in the season as a whole so far, I am still, and maybe some people just can't do this, I can look at this coming Saturday in a vacuum. Can I enjoy it? Do I get to watch football? Will I remember it? Yes, yes, and yes. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Of course. I don't know why I felt particularly convicted about that, but I do because, and you know what? I feel like I'm carrying a little bit of that burden today because you all look to us for guidance to some degree. Like sometimes there's inertia where we all are just floating in the same direction, and we sort of all are in the same. And sometimes our job is to be gravity and bring us back and let us all realize that Clemson plays Syracuse on Saturday, and if we're not careful, we can hit the fast-forward button in next season or 2030 or whatever it is. And this is an opportunity to enjoy what should be a perfectly nice weather day and to tailgate. And to post tailgate after a noon game, which is nice, you get the three meal situation perhaps, and be on our merry way. And you know, when you're favored by 17, you're assuming when you show up to that game, you're probably going to win. And that's going to be nice. That's going to be nice. We don't have to. Not every game has to be a referendum on the, you know, 30 years of surrounding history. It might, but it doesn't have to. And you know what? There's a lot of interesting games. I made the grand mistake, Ben, of making a great proclamation last week that we will know about teams after last week. And I looked at the slate of games this week in our contest, and I went, I don't know about y'all. I don't have a clue about these teams.
I know nothing.
I don't know anything. And so I'm curious again to watch some of these teams in new environments against new tests with, you know, clash of titans at quarterbacks in a couple places. You've got favorites that are under 500 against undefeated teams. Like, those games are interesting to me. That is telling me a lot. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about this week, and that's kind of what I'm thinking about today. And I told you right before the show I was locking my picks in, but don't mistake that for confidence. I'm just not thinking about them anymore. I'm done.
All that was not a setup to this, but we do have some tickets that we're going to give away later today.
Shut your mouth.
How about that?
I didn't even know that. That's
no, you didn't.
That's a shocker.
Because I just remembered that.
Oh, great.
Well, I was going to give them to one of the other shows, but we haven't given any tickets away in a while, so I'm going to keep them.
Yeah.
We're
going
to give them away here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have you asked what the people are talking about. There's a couple interesting ones. Tiger Harley said, where my mind is, he's got Ingles. Is that an Ingles salad? Or is that just a grocery bag? It might just be a grocery bag at Ingles. That's what's on his mind today. Love that.
Low prices, love the savings.
Exactly. Texters are talking about the point spread. they're thinking about the point spread, whether Clemson can win by 17 or 18, depending on what number you have. We'll get into that.
Isn't it curious that we kind of judge teams based off of whether or not they cover or not? I do it all the time. I do it all the time. Vegas tells me that Clemson should be 17 points better, 18 points better, whatever, than Syracuse. Therefore, if they are not, then this game is a failure. Point spreads are, they're right more than they're wrong. I mean, they're close more than they're not close. So there's something to that. But it's a little bit interesting that we judge it off of that.
Let me give you the undefeated teams against the spread and the defeated teams against the spread. And I want you to tell me if you're buying, like, this team is a rocket ship or, like, need to see some more. Like,
now these are teams who have covered or not covered every week. Is that
that's right. Saying? These are the teams that have covered every week.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, how are you pulling that up just on a whim?
You don't want to know how many bookmarks I have been.
They don't know what the they're doing.
I don't know, man. Your bookmarks just cease to amaze me.
These are the 3-0 against the spread teams, okay? There's some 2-0 in here, but I don't care about them. You haven't been tested, okay? Two games. Who even are you? Arizona, Memphis, Louisiana Tech, Utah State, Mississippi State, Illinois, Missouri, East Carolina, Utah, Vanderbilt, Texas Tech, Tennessee, Old Dominion, Georgia Tech, FIU, freaking Willie Simmons, Houston, and Toledo. That is a hodgepodge of randomness in there. And when I looked at that this morning, I thought to myself, I think I believe in half of these teams, and half of these teams, despite the fact that they are winning the expectations game, which is what you can say about those teams, I still have questions about some
There's
of those.
There's a bunch of teams that we do have confidence in that you didn't mention. Oh, you didn't say Ohio State or Penn State or LSU. Or, you know one I thought you were going to mention? This doesn't have anything to do with anything other than, well, Quark will understand. I thought you were going to say Cal. I mentioned to Quark last week, I said, you're going to ride or die with going against Cal, aren't you?
Sure am. Season play. Principled stand.
The team that might be the biggest surprise in a good way in the ACC this year so far in a very, very short season is Cal.
The reason Cal's not in there, by the way, you're right about that, is because they were 44.5 point favorites against Texas Southern and they won by 32.
Oh, losers! Losers!
They won by 19 as a 2.5 point favorite against Oregon State, and they won by 13 as 3-point dogs against Minnesota. And they are 12.5 point favorites against San Diego State on the road this week.
I never thought I would mention. I really thought we could go the entire season without mentioning Cal football. They're gonna beat San Diego State this weekend and be 4-0, and then they're gonna go to Boston College. And I'm not saying they're gonna lose. They're probably gonna be maybe a slight dog in that one. But their quarterback, who I'm not even going to try to say his name.
I got it. Wait a minute. I have to look at it. I've been practicing. I think it's Jaron Kiawe Sagapolutele. I think that's right. I'm pretty sure.
Close, you know, JKS.
JKS is the, that's it, JKS.
And Kendrick Raphael, their running back. Look, they're not world beaters, but they don't suck.
Is he a better running back than Jay Knott? Some are saying. People are talking.
We thought they were going to just be butt all year. And they might turn out to be, but so far, my goodness. So there's your Cal segment for the month.
I got to be honest with you. Boston College just lost to Stanford, okay? Like in 2 weeks. Boston College just lost at Stanford.
They were at Stanford, though. Uh-huh. This game next week is at Boston College. So that'll help, somewhat. But, Cal actually has a pulse, man.
Yeah. Can I tell you, there's a tab, and you can find it in our OO Bank. There's a tab for our season win totals where I am tracking week by week the FPI projections for wins. I'm not even going to talk about yours.
You really is.
Yours.
Oh, my.
Yours are rough.
Oh, boy.
Yours are rough.
Oh, what does all that red mean? Never mind.
Oh, man. Like, we'd call a doctor.
You're in good shape then.
Yeah, but I'm going to be the first one to lose one. Because Cal under 5.5 is so wrong. JKS is like, is he the best thrower in the ACC? Like through three, he has made some throws. And the only reason I know this is because I've been watching these games. He has made some throws that people are not even attempting.
No, but again, he has been a pleasant surprise, but no, he is not the best thrower in the ACC.
Of course not. Of course not. There are some others. But people are talking about him. And they're trying to say his name, and they can't. So they're saying JKS. When we come back, I'm going to give you the 0-3 against the spread teams. These are teams that, like, if you believe that the expectations game is the most important, then you are, I mean, there are some teams here that you might be tempted to give up on just because we have been so overshooting this.
Well, we know who one of them. We know one of those teams. Follow them closely.
Do tell. Stay with us. 654 Roar is the number. We will come back for more of Hour One of the program next.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley, unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With all the changes going on in college athletics, you need someone who can keep you up to speed. And that's where we come in.
How do you think it went? I got him on the 1 yard line.
English, please. You know, I don't know baseball.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour number one continues. Out of bounds, William Quaggamish, Ben Milstead. I was so sure, Ben. Yesterday, I was so sure. Remember, I said absolute lock that Hurston Waldrop was, if he pitched five innings, he was going to have five strikeouts. Well, it took him like two innings to get six strikeouts. He literally struck out everyone. Five innings, eight strikeouts for the Braves. You know what I didn't take into account? That Brad Lord was going to get one out in the freaking sixth inning. I lose by half an out, Ben. Disaster. Absolute disaster. But I watched, and it was fun. And I was rooting hard against Brad Lord. And I was rooting for the Nationals to see his pitch count. He's at 90. Take him out. go to the bullpen. And they did not. They did not listen to me. They did leave him in to get one out and then immediately took him out, which did it did cause some four-letter words to come forth. That is what happens. The ups, the downs, you can have it all with Underdog. I'll be doing it this weekend with football starting tonight in the NFL. Got some plays. Maybe a little bit later on we'll tell you about some of my some things I like in the NFL. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concern with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. All right, so we gave you the 3-0s against the spread. These are the teams that are 0-3 against the spread. Notice, conspicuously absent from this list will be Notre Dame, Louisville. They're 0-2 against the spread. But they would fall into the category of, we need to see some signs of life here. Here are the 0-3s. Duke, Clemson, Liberty, Sam Houston, UMass, LOL, I'm sorry. UMass has failed to cover by an average of 17 points, and they're just supposed to get worked every week. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing at UMass's demise, but you could have at least got close, UMass. Oh, Lord. Georgia State, Virginia Tech, Texas, Michigan State, Coastal, Oregon State, UCLA, Georgia, Penn State, SMU. Here is a list of teams that we are going into week four of the season. They have yet to cover a spread. Here's the list. Clemson, Notre Dame, Texas, Georgia, Penn State, SMU. That is half of last year's playoff field that has not covered a spread yet.
Those are also teams that got an incredible amount of hype in the offseason, which has influenced the lines, I would assume.
I would agree with that.
You know, Penn State and Clemson, for sure. I mean, both returning so much production, and there were many people's, I mean, I would say more than not had those two as two of the top four. So that's interesting.
I actually looked this up yesterday, and we didn't have time for it in the show, but just we're having some of those conversations yesterday. Remember, I did, and I don't think we ever put it out anywhere, but I did the composite playoff field from the panel from our kickoff show. Here were the teams that every one of us picked to be in the playoff. And when I list these teams, I want you to tell me if stock up or down on these teams, okay? Penn State, stock up or down?
Down, but it would be hard for it to be up based off of preseason hype, right?
Their schedule has been the worst. We know the least about Penn State because they have played an Indiana schedule.
Have they been disappointing thus far? Yes.
Yes. Clemson?
Yes.
We know the answer. Texas?
Yes.
Notre Dame?
I think you have to say yes because they're 0-2, but they are not as bad. Even though they are 0-2, they're not as bad as the others to me.
Right. If they had played...
They've played two tough teams, man.
Yeah. Instead of having an open date, if they had played one of the teams that Penn State played, FIU, let's say, we'd be thinking about them like we think about Penn State, generally speaking. Ohio State.
Kind of neutral on them.
I would say more neutral. Like because they weren't getting a ton of national championship hype, they haven't needed to play that way, and they look like a playoff team. They don't look like the national champion, but they look like a playoff team. Georgia.
I'm still somewhat neutral on Georgia. I think as a whole, maybe people are down on Georgia.
I think people are down on Georgia a little bit.
You think I'm right about that?
I think so. But I expect Georgia to win a bunch. Here's the thing. Georgia, from a handicapping standpoint, from a predictive standpoint, going to Tennessee and not being better than Tennessee is, like, you have to factor that in. But in terms of the strength of your football team, it is not the worst thing in the world to steal a win on the road against a conference rival.
You're right. I don't think we should be down on Georgia. I mean, they destroyed Marshall like they were supposed to. They destroyed Austin Peay like they were supposed to. Yeah, it's funny. I say destroyed. They won by 22. They went through the motions in that game. People were wringing their hands thinking, case in point, what were you talking about? They didn't cover the spread. They didn't win by 40 or whatever the spread was.
Right.
So we don't think that was a good game. And then, yeah, I tend to think, especially when you go into a place like Neyland Stadium, you get a win. Just get the W.
Yeah, just figure it out to some degree. And they did some things better than I thought that they would. So it's not like everything is bad that they put on film and they just sort of muddled their way to a win.
I also think Tennessee played very, very well in that game.
Is it bad? And this is going to sound bad coming from me, okay? Is it bad that I feel like Tennessee's not going to play better than that this year? Like, that may be the best performance Tennessee's got. And I understand how that's going to sound to Tennessee fans because of what I said last week repeatedly about what I thought about Tennessee. And I said I wasn't that down on Tennessee. I know how this goes every time. And it didn't go that way. And that is to Tennessee's credit, I think, more than, to your point, it's more to Tennessee's credit than to Georgia's detriment. Just for kicks and giggles, three of us had Oregon and three of us had Miami. And I got to be honest with you. If I'm going down the list and I'm going, okay, who have been the – I'm not talking about resume necessarily. I'm just talking about who has impressed me the most through 3 weeks. Oregon and Miami might be my top two teams in the country. Not – again, Oregon's resume, meh. I mean, they're five touchdown favorites this week against Oregon State, and I got to figure out whether that's a letdown spot or whether they're going to win by 60. I can't figure that out. But they're going to beat Oregon State. There's no chance. Oregon State has no chance. Rivalry games, weird stuff happens. No. Weird stuff doesn't happen to Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning does what Dan Lanning wants to do against unranked teams. I really feel like those are the teams that people are highest on. The other teams that were in our playoff, just in case people were wondering about that, Oklahoma seems like a pretty good start for Oklahoma.
Sure.
LSU depends on the day and who you're talking to, but I think you give me at the moment, you give me at Clemson and Florida as wins on your resume, that's pretty strong. Arizona State, a little down on Arizona State, I would say. They have not looked very good yet. They may fix that this week. And Navy. Okay. Navy's been okay. Got to be honest. Hadn't kept a ton up with Navy.
So here's an interesting question. Texture says, so are we saying this could be a down year in college football as a whole from an execution standpoint or a talent standpoint? I don't think that's what it means yet. I mean, the fact that college football, and I'm interested in your take on this, Quark, the fact that college football is difficult to figure out so far, I don't think means that it's an execution or a talent standpoint necessarily. I really think we are starting to feel the results of the transfer portal. You can't look at a team and see sometimes you used to be able to see a team sort of building for the future. You'd see a team play this week and you go, okay, man, next year, the year after, all these guys stick around, that's going to be a really good team. That seems like a lifetime ago that you could say that about most teams. Ironically, it's one of the reasons that people so high on Clemson this year because they did keep building and guys stuck around.
Somebody did ask me.
Same with Penn State.
That's right. I mean, somebody asked me that the other day. They were like, "What? You know, what did everybody miss on Clemson?" And the thing that I said was, we have to factor in, not that people didn't miss on Clemson, okay? Hey, you know what? Clemson might reel off 9 in a row and prove us all wrong. That's still on the table. They're going to have to play a whole lot better. But I think it did have a lot to do with, if everybody else has questions, and we can't help but see all the question marks around all these plays, these quarterback positions and these offensive lines and these coaching staffs and all this stuff, then you're just looking for fewer questions. And it's less about Clemson and more about, we don't believe in anyone. So let's try to find something that we actually feel like, you know what, even if we're a little wrong, the floor is high. Mm-hmm. There's a decent degree of certainty here, rather than looking in, we're taking wild swings on a freshman quarterback, wild swings on a brand new defense, wild swings on a new head coach, new coordinator, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're taking big swings, and we're making a lot of assumptions. If I'm trying to pick a national champion, I'm trying to make the fewest amount of assumptions. That's kind of what I'm doing. And I felt like Penn State and Clemson, you had to make the fewest amount of assumptions coming into the year.
That's a very good point.
We'll take a break. When we come back, I do have thoughts on this. I've been thinking about that a little bit the last couple days. Love to hear some of your thoughts as well. 654-ROAR is the number. We continue in hour one next. On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
The show continues after this quick timeout.
Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
From kickoff to the final whistle, your front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry.
All right, we continue on here in Out of Bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead with you. We're going to go to the phones here in just a second. I do want to answer that question. That's a great question going to break. Does this mean there's it's a down year college football in terms of performance and execution? And my actual answer is I don't know, but that's bad radio. So let me tell you what I think it might be, okay? And a couple things I'm workshopping in my head. If you look at the top of the statistical charts right now, what you're seeing is not a drop across the board in individual performance. Like this conversation that really started on Sunday, Monday, about quarterback development. Lots of people on Twitter opining on this. Dan Orlovsky got in on it and did like a 4.5-minute video I thought was fascinating. He had a tweet. Paul Strelo quote tweeted it. I texted Paul and I said, I think y'all made some great points. I really enjoyed the back and forth because it gives a little bit of different perspective. And so what Orlovsky's basically saying is, like, with the proliferation of RPOs, there are so many, like, read-react things built into the offense that quarterbacks are no longer really problem solvers. They don't have to worry about 11 defenders. They just worry about one. You could talk about too high safeties being a factor, that in the NFL scoring went way down when you saw like the super proliferation of too high safeties. Most teams right now play a lot of cover two, cover four with a couple safeties at least. At the snap, you've got two safeties back just to keep everything in front because you got to win the big play battle. What I would suggest to you, though, is that there are enough people playing good football for me to settle on this for now, reserving the right to change my opinion over time. Yes, I do think that the great teams in college football are less great than they once were for all the reasons that we've talked about with Portal and NIL and player movement and that kind of stuff. But I also think that this could be a product of us just looking at the wrong places. For example, if you look at the statistical charts, okay, I was actually looking at this today. In the Big Ten, you know who hasn't been impressive at all? Drew Aller. You know who hasn't been impressive at all? Nico. You know who hasn't been impressive at all? Bryce Underwood. And so, because we assumed that all three of those guys would be really impressive coming into the year, that we go, you know what, quarterback play must be down, because the guys that we expected to be the best and have the Heisman odds and all that stuff, those guys are down. Their numbers are down. But you know who's been really good? Fernando Mendoza. Dylan Raiola. Julian Sayin would fall into kind of both camps. He's, you know, he's completing 79% of his passes. Jaden Maiava at USC has been absolutely lights out. So I think some of this is the quarterbacks we thought would be great aren't, so nobody's great. When, you know, to some degree, we're just looking for greatness in the wrong spots. It's also possible that we're watching a lot of big games right now, and there are players that have had great starts against weaker competition that are going to be exposed when they get to big games. That's also possible. So I'm a little in between on that. I do think there are some things in college football that mean that maybe there's less execution. I mean, one of the things, there are a couple national people that have pointed out repeatedly, I think they're right, that we've just come through a half decade where there were like 25-year-olds playing college football. And now those COVID babies are sort of out, almost exclusively out, where we're back to the 18 to 22 model. And so much of great quarterback play the last 2 to 3 years were by people who should have been in the NFL by age relative to where these guys are right now. So it may have also colored our perceptions, particularly of that position. I love the conversation. I think it's fascinating stuff. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who's up with us next. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Quok. Yeah, on your point about the COVID babies, you know, I saw, I guess, the post-game press conference, like, clip on YouTube of Faison, the running back at Carolina, and Luke Doty sitting next to each other, and I texted my friend, and I said, dude, these guys look like they should be working third shift at the lumber yard. They don't look like they should be. I mean, when you see them next to each other sitting there, like, they don't look like college football. I mean, it's ridiculous that they're playing against 18-year-olds, but whatever. Diego Pavia, who's also 35, he wasn't scared. So,
he's one of the ones that's just, like, been around for, you know, you don't have the, like, Indiana last year, like, Indiana's got a junior who's playing really well, and Mendoza, sophomore, I don't know, he's got a couple years left. But like last year, they had a 60-year guy comes over from Ohio. Exactly. And plays great. I mean, he's just old. He's a year older than everybody else. So he's going to play well.
Yeah. You know, this game is so interesting to me because I just feel like Clemson fans have just been shell shocked by the first couple of weeks. And then I was actually listening to our guy, Willie V, up on the Syracuse station, and he's picking the upset. He's picking Syracuse to win, and their hosts are like, what? And it's so interesting, Quok, because I've looked for different previews from, you know, the Syracuse side, and I cannot find a single Syracuse entity or a betting site that is picking them, that is picking Clemson to win by fewer than 10 points. It's so interesting. The Syracuse.com guys, all four of their writers who cover the program, picked Clemson to win by at least 10 points, and I keep hearing them mention, you know, all of them basically go to the line of scrimmage on both sides, right? And I'm kind of sitting there, you know, just a Clemson fan going, I don't know. It doesn't feel like Clemson's line of scrimmage is dominant. And maybe it's just a point that Syracuse is so bad up front. And then when you, and you're thinking, well, how could that be if their quarterback is leading the NCAA in passing right now? You know, how bad could they actually be? But when you go and look at the stats through three games, and you know, obviously they play Tennessee, who looks to be a really good team this year, and, you know, two in normal years, what would be cream puffs, UConn, and I like Jim Moore, but UConn and Colgate. And so, but it's really interesting if you scroll down to the rankings that deal with the line of scrimmage for them, and part of this, I assume, is because they are such a, I mean, they're the third ranked passing offense in the country, but they're like 121st, like, which is not that far behind Clemson actually in rushing offense. But when you look at the tackles for loss allowed and the sacks allowed metrics, I mean, they're 122nd in the nation in sacks allowed. And then when you flip the stats and look at Clemson, you know, it feels like Cade has been running for his life and all that stuff, and we're not running the ball well. But Clemson's actually pretty good when it comes to we're fifth in the nation in tackles for loss allowed. And I think that's something we harped on coming out of the Georgia Tech game, is I think we went the whole game with no tackles for losses allowed.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just – when you look at this, I mean, it's just the specter of them running, and apparently they will utilize tempo, so I'm kind of afraid of that against our offense, our defense getting set. And obviously with what Dabo said about the corners and everything kind of playing soft right now, Do you feel when you're looking at these two teams that there is that much of a pronounced difference at the line of scrimmage on both sides that will ultimately be the difference? And then also one quick question. If you're Clemson, I kind of assume that the injured guys are just going to rest through this game and the bye, because my theory is that if we can't beat a 17-point underdog in Death Valley without Antonio Williams and Khalil Barnes, then it really doesn't matter the rest of the season. So my premise is rest them, give that hammy maximum rest through the bye. What are your thoughts on that as well? And thanks, guys.
Jason, appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I do think that one of the things that we can make a mistake with, and I'm not saying Willie V made a mistake. We're going to get to what we said about Clemson Syracuse in just a little bit, and I'm going to just go ahead and tell you, not a lot of people at our station pick Clemson win by 17 or more points. But one of the things you have to do is, and I've gone through this rubric before. Listen, not that I'm some wizard of picking games, but when I'm looking for an upset, I go, okay, you have to start with the question, who's the better team? All right? Clemson is a better team in this game. There's no question. All right, what is Clemson's weakness? Everyone out there yelled at your radio. All of them. I know how y'all are. But you can pinpoint a couple weaknesses. And then you have to ask the question, can Syracuse attack those weaknesses? I think Syracuse can attack Clemson on the perimeter. I think they can stress position groups and people that have already failed stress tests based on what Dabo has said and based on what our eyes said. I also think that Syracuse has major weaknesses on the line of scrimmage. I'm looking at my Havoc rankings. These are Colin Wilson from Action Network who does these. I think they're great. I was going to keep it to myself, but that's just selfish. Syracuse 106th in Havoc rate, 56th in Havoc allowed. One of the reasons they are middle of the pack in Havoc allowed and not lower is because they get very few tackles for loss in the run game because, as Dabo said, everything is an RPO. So if they've got a heavy box, they're just going to fake a run and throw it. They rarely are running into heavy boxes. And they're not necessarily even going to run it in short yardage. Steve Angeli leads the country in pass attempts as well as yards. So there are some things that you could be concerned about with Clemson, but I do think the Syracuse folks are going, you know what, Clemson's defensive line is way better, and they're not going to be held down forever. That's what they're thinking. Now, Clemson people have watched Clemson three games and probably not Syracuse all that much, and so they are looking at their own weaknesses and probably magnifying those to a greater degree. It is interesting there's that dichotomy. Let's go to the old school, who joins us right now. What's up, the old school?
What's going on? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
The first, I want to get a shout-out to two of y'all sponsors, to Roto-Rooter, and the other one is the guy, the Honda place that worked on my daughter's car. Both of them called back and checked on, make sure everything was still, you know, running smoothly. And I said, yes, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
this was
great.
Like a week or two later, they both called back and checked on my daughter's car, and the other one, even like when I used Roto-Rooter, they called back to check, make sure everything was still going good too.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, man.
Yeah. Okay, my question is the quarterback our problem? Yes or no? That's simple.
You know, I don't think it's that simple. I think he's a problem. No. I think he's been a problem, but here's why I don't say he's the problem. Because if he's the problem, then all you would have to do is switch the quarterbacks and you'd be fine. And I don't think it's that simple.
Oh, okay. So my thing is, I think they should run like they did last week, run him more so he could get hit early. I'm thinking he's timid. That's my problem. I'm thinking he's thinking about the NFL. He should run more. If you would do a threat quarterback, you run more.
I agree with you on that, the old school. I appreciate the phone call. We're up against the top of the hour. Thanks very much.
Go
ahead. Go ahead. Real quick. Let me squeeze it in.
Who was Florida starting quarterback for last year?
Last year, it was Graham Mertz and then DJ Lagway. So they ended up basically splitting time last year.
DJ Lagway?
Yes.
Where he's at now?
He's at Florida. He's still there.
And I thought, okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Well, he was very prominently featured as a tackler last Saturday. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Grass Nerds. GrassNerds.com. I tell you all the time, man, This is the time to think about next year's lawn. You might be like, whew, lawn season's over. False. Not even close to right. Get with Grass Nerds now. Get the pre-emergent, post-emergent. Get the treatments that are right for your yard. They're going to do a soil sample analysis of every treatment. They mapped the yard and gave me a quote before they got to my house. That's crazy. And yet, when you talk to them, it all makes sense. GrassNerds.com. See what they can do for you. GrassNerds.com. Hour one is over. Hour two is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers.